This is an RNZ podcast.
We've come up to uplift baby.
My view is that you cannot uplift.
She's done nothing wrong.
I'm going to ask you both just to leave.
New Zealand's own Taken Generation, a fly-on-the-wall style online documentary by newsroom.co.nz. Over 45 minutes, the video captured an alarming attempt over 2 days by Oranga Tamariki, social workers, DHB staff and police officers to enforce a court order to take a new baby from a 19-year-old Māori mother in Hastings Hospital. And as the hours went by, she clung to her newborn son to try and keep hold of him.
Everyone knew another day would bring another battle. No one more than midwife Jean Tahuia, she's seen it over and over.
We're always trying to defend a mother or a partner. You know, they've already become victims of circumstance.
The voice there of midwife Jean Tahuia, who, along with the documentary's maker Melanie Reed, emerged as a key presence in the story. New Zealand's own Taken Generation is a strikingly intimate and up-close account of what went on behind closed doors in that hospital over those 2 days. And when Melanie Reed and cameraman Phil Prendeville couldn't be there in the room, whānau members, coached by the pair, captured the standoff on their cell phones. Within 2 days, a group called Hands Off Our Tamariki had been formed, led by social workers and academics, who fired up a petition signed by more than 10,000 people so far. And on Friday morning, there was another case of a child in care being moved in upsetting circumstances, leading RNZ's First Up show.
A Samoan couple say Oranga Tamariki gave them less than 48 hours notice that their foster daughter of almost a year would be uplifted. They say they've tried repeatedly to apply to be the permanent foster parent for their 6-year-old foster daughter, who we will call Sarah. But we're told by a supervisor they couldn't apply because they weren't white.
And that case was covered live by RNZ's Indira Stewart on Morning Report later on.
It all happened within a matter of minutes. I can't describe how heavy the atmosphere was as the parents, the foster parents and the other children in the home carried the boxes and bags, her belongings that they'd been packing all morning, into the car.
And later that morning, some Morning Report listeners were clearly alarmed by what they'd heard.
A lot of feedback coming in this morning on the sudden removal of a Pākehā girl from her Samoan foster parents. Rose says, talk about institutional racism. To take a vulnerable child from loving foster parents where she has flourished and put her with strangers because she is white. And the foster parents is not cruel.
Now, all this put the spotlight not just on individual cases of child welfare overseen by Oranga Tamariki, but also policies on racial background and whānau connections. And according to Jean Tahuia, the leader of Ngā Mai Māori Midwives Aotearoa, babies are taken from Māori mums in maternity wards at a rate of about 3 a week these days. And last Tuesday, Melanie Reed told RNZ's Story Behind the Story podcast the detail that this made it not just a matter of welfare and justice, but a racial matter too.
Now, if you or I took our baby into hospital with a broken arm, do you think that SIFs, or Oranga Tamariki as they're now called, would come and uplift our kids? I bet you they wouldn't.
Now, not for nothing is an order to take a newborn issued by a court, and the newsroom report sparked debates like this one on the AM show on 3 the day after it was published online.
Give this whānau a chance, and actually the baby, nothing had happened to the baby yet, and it's like there's just a lack of trust and a lack of honesty.
Are there homes?
With, I mean,
are
there,
imagine if something was to happen to that baby. Imagine if something happened to that baby in the care of the
something
mother.
Something is happening to that baby. That baby is being taken.
Stuff
from
happens.
Its
who would we be blaming? Who would we be pointing the finger at? It would be Oranga Tamariki every time.
And AM show host Mark Richardson went on to wonder aloud whether this case was typical.
We're now pointing the finger at the process based on one case that we've had a look at in isolation. Does this represent the process, or is this an isolated case that has gone wrong?
I've read things, and these are from people who have been ripped from their families, and they are saying it is the stolen generation. They're saying it is not one-off. Their experience is very similar.
But Newsroom's Melanie Reed told The Detail that the report wasn't meant to be a comprehensive weigh-up of the entire system of care for vulnerable children in New Zealand.
I believe that my job is to show some transparency of what is really going on behind closed doors. And so there was only one way to do that, was to get behind those closed doors so that New Zealand could see what is really happening with these uplifts. So if I've upset a few agencies along the way, then I'll wear that.
Well, she certainly achieved that. Pushback came in the form of a legal challenge when Oranga Tamariki engaged former broadcaster Linda Clark, who's now a partner at the law firm Kensington Swan, to try and get the family court to order Newsroom to alter its documentary in order, they said, to protect the baby's identity. And ironically, Linda Clark was only recently appointed to the board of the government's broadcasting funding agency New Zealand On Air, which funded that Newsroom documentary and others by investigations editor Melanie Reid. Now, Newsroom rejected that claim that it had jeopardised the baby's identity, and the family court declined Oranga Tamariki's request. But after that, the Oranga Tamariki chief executive, Greiner Moss, then appeared on the AM show to defend her ministry and its staff. She wouldn't answer specific questions about the Hawke's Bay Hospital case, but was pretty specific about what she thought of Newsroom's report.
Well, I think what you are seeing there is apparently 36 hours of footage cut down to 40 minutes. So I would say it is a very significant misrepresentation of the total story. Okay, so
and Greiner Moss said that again 5 minutes later.
This story then, by the Newsroom, in your opinion, irresponsible and gratuitous.
I think it's a significant misrepresentation of the work that we do. It's also, I question how it is helping that mother and that baby.
She wasn't asked and didn't say just how Newsroom's report had misrepresented a situation, which on the face of it was far from best practice. Her claim was firmly rejected also by Newsroom's Melanie Reid.
Investigative journalists such as myself sigh yet again as they roll out the significant misrepresentation line and throw that into the public arena. It's as predictable as night turns to day. The disturbing reality is there for everyone to see on the video, and the ministry would be better served to assess itself and improve as an agency rather than try and defend the indefensible.
Now, Oranga Tamariki's chief executive did commit to reviewing what Melanie Reid's video report revealed about the handling of that case. On Thursday, Three's Show The Project tackled the topic like this.
Home for the three girls, Maud!
The Stolen Generation, a phrase steeped in horror and fear. It refers to the shameful episode in Australia when children were ripped from their families. Now there are suggestions similar things are happening in New Zealand.
But it's not only now that this is being suggested, as the project put it there. But while many journalists, commentators and even politicians have expressed shock and alarm about this happening in New Zealand in 2019... it's hard to see why. Over the past 2 years, Melanie Reid has done a series of stories for Newsroom about children being removed from families by police acting on court orders. This one, for example, from 2017, also features confronting cell phone video from family members at the heart of it.
They're taking her away.
I can't! I want you now!
Oh, that's terrible. That is absolutely... oh, Jesus.
Otago University Law Professor Mark Hennigan reacting there to shocking images in that Newsroom report, and there were plenty more where that came from. And Jean Tahuia has been talking about this issue in the media for some time too. 6 months ago, an investigation was published by Stuff, which began like this.
In delivery rooms around New Zealand, the state is removing baby after baby. A Stuff investigation has found more children are born into care than at any other time in the past decade, with around 5 babies a week now separated from their mothers. Most of these pepe are Māori.
And the actual case depicted in the Newsroom documentary, which had such an impact this past week, has already been reported too. Newsroom's Melanie Reid reported it at the time back in early May for Newsroom, but without the startling video. And Stuff republished her story to a far bigger online audience. RNZ reported at that time that the number of Māori newborns taken into state care rose from 110 in 2015 to 172 last year. And at that time, Jean Tahuia told the Māori News Network Radio Wātea this.
I believe every whānau member should rally around their young mum at delivery suite, should sit in the corridors and should stand in the rooms and should hold their pēpē when it's born and not let it go.
Now, whether this situation really parallels Australia's stolen generations in years gone by is a matter of interpretation, and whether the court-ordered uplifts are justified and whether Oranga Tamariki staff are carrying them out properly is a matter for debate and investigation by those who really know the facts. It's hard for journalists and the public alike to form an understanding of that from media eyewitness accounts of individual cases at the point where the distressing removals are happening, such as we've seen this week from Newsroom and RNZ. But the nature of the problem and the scale of it are no secret now, thanks to the media exposure, which goes back much further than this past week. Perhaps it's the startling scenes in Newsroom video this week which show New Zealanders still have to see it, to believe it, and to respond.